Hey homies, on this episode of Homegrown Horror, we talk about the Pitcher Man of Rockport, Maine, also known as the Pitcher Man of Goose River Bridge. We also get back into the weather, talk about our holiday plans, and revisit Ghost Rules. Okay, I don't have anything yet on any of the devices here. Yeah, no readings, nothing. No spikes. Mm.
Dowsing rods aren't doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this might be bust.
Come on, Jackson. Just a little bit longer. I really think that we have a lead on this one.
Okay. We could just go a little longer.
Okay.
Oh, hey now. I'm getting something.
It's not your cell phone again, is it?
No, it's not my cell, thank God. I put that in the car. But I'm getting something here.
Oh my God. Look at this. Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God, the dowsing rods. Holy shit.
It's off the charts here. What's up, my ghoulies? How you doing? Holy shit, that is...
Oh my God, you're real. Jackson, it's real.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hi.
What's up, bros? You want a bevy? You want a bevy? I got some White Claws in the cooler. You want some beers? I got some Michelob Ultras.
I like White Claw. What about you, Jackson?
I mean, if a ghost is going to offer you something, you better take it.
Yes. Hi, dude. Yeah, we'll fucking take a bevy. Absolutely.
Righteous, my dudes. Here you go.
Oh my God!
That's so sick. I had no idea that we'd be able to actually, like, meet a ghost in real life.
Jackson.
And that it'd be so chill.
Thank you, sir.
No worries, guys. I'm gonna go sneak around and peek through people's windows while they have sex. You know, ghost things. I don't know about that one. But later, dudes!
Wait.
We're going to be so famous. This is awesome.
Jackson, the beers are gone.
The beers are gone, but I mean, you got that all on the video, though.
Fuck.
Shit. God damn, we didn't hit record. I'm feeling it. Let's do it. Moose crossings, red hot dogs, missing persons in salty bogs, up to camp with Stephen King, river curses, Wesley sings, homegrown horror! Howdy ho!
Hello!
It is homegrown horror. Thank you for joining us this
dreary, rainy day.
Yeah, it is slush puppies outside.
It sure is.
I'm Jackson, your co-host.
I'm Bea, your co-host. And I'm pretty sure last time I said, oh, we haven't gotten snow yet. The next fucking day.
The very next day. We get slammed with snow. I've been loving it so far. It's great. No, it's great. Like, right now, it blows. Right now, we're in the middle of, like, we're recording on Saturday, so all you yokels out there should know that, yeah, we got a lot of slush going on right now.
Yeah, because it kind of snowed, I think, yesterday, and now it's being turned into slush puppies.
Anyway, welcome to the Maine Weather Podcast.
Again, welcome to Homegrown Weather.
Homegrown weather.
The other thing that happened was we had a pretty bad windstorm. I want to say it was Sunday. And Allegra and I saw what is a power arch. And so the sky lit up green. And I was like, fuck, aliens are real. Because also I found out that I didn't realize that Maine was a hot spot for alien activity. So
okay,
as much
stop.
As I hate talking about aliens, I think we should get into that at some point. But yeah, so I was like, fuck. But no, it was just an issue with the power lines. And then also the big tree in our yard got fucked up by the wind.
It sure did. Oh my God. Like a bunch of branches snapped off on that bad boy.
Including one of the larger branches. It's a very old tree and I want to get rid of it, but we've always been like, oh, we're not going to be able to safely get rid of this. It's so big. And the roots go across the parking, our driveway and under the house, so there's no way. But yeah, it got really fucked up and my car somehow made it out safely.
Tree's alive, it's doing all right.
Doing okay.
It's hanging in there.
How are you?
Fantastic. You know, still moving to my brand new apartment. Cat's loving it. I'm enjoying
it. I'm so glad he's loving it.
Yes.
I mean, I'm happy you're loving it too, but I'm so glad that Banks loves it.
Oh, yes. He gets a nice view of everything.
Oh, good. Yeah,
so he'll just stare out the window for a while. But I was so so into the snow that I ended up actually even walking around outside in it just to enjoy it as it was falling.
Good for
just
you.
Just to experience that joy.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, go for it, I guess. It doesn't hurt me any.
It was great. No. I love this time of year, honestly. We can't talk at all today.
It's fine.
But
you haven't even gotten one glass of wine in.
I know. I'm two sips in. I'm already a mess here.
Oh, that bodes well for the fact it's your story today.
Absolutely. And I've got quite an interesting boozy little tale.
I'm very excited because you swapped it on me. So.
I did swap it on you. Originally, I was going to be doing the Penobscot Theater. I'm going to put that in my back pocket for a little bit here, actually. Because, again, I think either there's a lot at Penobscot Theater or there's nothing.
I guess we just have to go find out ourselves.
Yeah. Well, actually, they do have ghost tours that they host there. Like, one of the actors of the theater will take you on a ghost tour.
Yes, please.
And you can
And
you can order cocktails while you're doing the ghost tour. Sounds really up our alley, honestly. I think it was an event made for us.
It was made for me. yes.
So it's perfect. But I wanted to talk about a different... Hold on. Yeah.
Corrections Corner.
Oh my god, we almost forgot the Corrections Corner. We got some Corrections Corner. Cue the Corrections Corner theme music.
So, do you want to do yours first or mine first?
Yeah, I'll do mine first. It'll just be really quick. So, last episode, I talked a lot very...
Confidently
about the 24-hour news cycle and how that must have started sometime in the 80s. Wrong. That started with the OJ trials.
In 94.
Yep. So that's my correction from last week. I sounded like an idiot. And, you know, I took it in stride like the misplaced confidence of a white man.
And then my correction is, some of you may have noticed that our Instagram post went down and then went back up, and then also maybe the episode ended up back up at the top of your feeds because I misplaced confidence, mm-hmm. was like John Lane and the murder of Amanda Palmer as the title of the goddamn episode. Her name is Angela. Amanda Palmer is a musician and ex-wife of... Neil Gaiman.
Maybe that explains all the hits.
Yeah! Really? Like, what happened to Amanda Palmer?
We're hitting the SEO.
So yes, we fixed that, and I feel very bad, but our friend Anna came over and she's like, yo, you know that the name in the episode and the name on the post are not the same? And I was like, fuck. But, you know,
it just came
fine.
So naturally to you, you know?
It did. I was like, this sounds right. And also, I had a long week because... My job, they were like, oh, we're going to give you 2 extra days off for the holidays, which is amazing. Most people would be like, oh my god, thank you. I'm so glad that I have from the 24th to the 28th off. That's so wonderful. I have to get everything done for the end of the year prep done in a shorter amount of time. I have lost two whole extra days because we also have Friday of New Year's Eve off. So that week is 2 days, and I have to get a lot of stuff done.
I fucking love that. That is so...
Literally,
that's just perfect.
They sent out the email, and at first I was like, yeah, and then all of us got together for a meeting, and we're like...
Oh, no.
Thank you, but no!
I love that. Just like, and get it done. Get it done now.
Yeah, so... Because I think I've said I work in workers' comp insurance, so I handle policies. So I have to prep all of this documentation because 1-1 is our biggest, like, renewal day.
It's going to be an extra shitty week probably next week for you also, right?
Yep.
Yep, don't think about that.
No. No, not thinking about it. Not thinking about it. Not at all. That's why I'm probably going to do my research for next week today.
You probably should.
Because I have time off today.
Oh, yeah. But I've got... All right. So, into the story, today's
story. I'm so excited. It's new. It's fresh. It's new, it's not what I expected.
You don't know what's happening next.
I don't.
So, this is going to take us to our favorite little tiny town, Rockport.
Okay. I was like, do not tell me we're in Aroostook.
No, we're not going to Aroostook.
Rockport. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Rockport. Cute little touristy town today, you know. Not a whole lot going for it, honestly. What? They have
to... Because it's basically like... Part like Rockland, Rockport, Thomaston, Owl's Head.
Yeah.
It's all like a conglomerate. All's really, kind of, truly. All kind
of stuck into there, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm here to talk about a period of time related to Rockport. Before it was Rockport, it was called Goose River Village because they have the Goose River that flows right through Rockport. It used to be a small little village, and we're going to be talking about. This in terms of, we're going to take us to 1783.
Is this the farthest back we've gone?
No. Wasn't Smutty Nose further back than this?
I don't know. We're
going back pretty far.
So confident.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty far. What I really like about this, so this is going to be, there's going to be a murder. There's going to be a ghost.
Ooh. Ooh, we haven't done a murder and ghost in a long time.
I know, but... Also, this is a friendly ghost. So this is a change of pace. Normally we have ghosts, they're like... They like to scare you and be assholes or whatever. Push you downstairs or something. Whisper sweet nothings into your ear. But this guy...
Carry you off to a lighthouse?
This guy drags you to a lighthouse no matter how much you say no. This ghost just wants to give you a drink. He's a fun party guy. He's a party ghost.
He's a party ghost.
So this guy, his name is William Richardson.
Okay.
And so let's also talk about 1783, talk about Goose River Village. So William Richardson is a massive patriot. But he didn't fight in the war. What he did do, though, was he was the town's fisherman. So his skills were needed for the town to survive.
Okay, he could not be drafted.
Well,
volunteer.
He could be volunteered, but he had important duties to, you know, feed the village.
Yeah, I have to feed these people, this is a skilled trade. Yeah. Do you want all of these, just goodbye, this village is now no longer on the map.
I actually don't know how old William Richardson is during this period of time, but I'm assuming he's a little bit older. But 1783, Goose River Village during the Revolutionary War, small little little Maine mid-coast town. Not really a whole lot going for it. But the British
It's not Maine. It's Massachusetts right now.
Oh, it's Massachusetts right now. Yeah, but the tip. Yes. What we will soon know to be Maine.
Yeah.
they're a bunch of assholes right now, but they'll be converted, don't you worry. During this time when, they're still in it's still Massachusetts, this is mid-coast, and they're still, even though they're kind of separated from the Revolutionary War in some respect, they still experience their struggles, you know. Most of the young men have gone off to fight. And then also, we're left behind with just women, children, elderly folks within this village. But that didn't stop the British from actually conducting thorough raids on Goose River Village. But Goose River has been able to hold off a lot of the worst of what could have been. There's stories of this whole town coming together and defending it. And also, there's one interesting kind of tidbit about how an invasion party got onto one of the shores nearby the village. And one of the people did a bluff along the shoreline and shouted commands as if he was talking to a large, force. That scared the shit out of the little invading party, and they, you know, pissed off back to their boat.
I kind of want a movie about this.
Right? It sounds really cool.
Sounds really cool.
I think Mel Gibson stars in it, so I don't know if you'd like to watch that one.
Wait, is there really one?
Well, The Patriot.
Oh.
That doesn't count. It'd be cool to peek into the life of these individuals at that time period, though.
Yeah.
So these folks, they're all patriots. They're all for the cause of American independence. And William Richardson, even one day, he was out fishing and saw a privateer vessel running from a English warship. And that privateer vessel was actually, for those history nuts out there, was navigated by Samuel Tucker, who is Commodore Tucker. He was a privateer, worked for the Americans, and his whole charter was basically to just kind of raid British ships and steal supplies, whatever he could get.
So he was a pirate.
He was a privateer.
He was a patriot pirate.
He was a patriot pirate.
Let's call it what it is.
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely a pirate. Well, privateer, there's a distinction. Pirate is an independent individual that steals shit. Privateer is a...
contracted.
Is a contracted pirate. Yes. He is a scumbag pirate. Or a contracted scumbag. Samuel Tucker, though, he was cool. He grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts. That's where he was born. And he did eventually come back to Massachusetts during his retirement. But he was even, during his time as a captain, he even helped move John Adams around at one point.
President John Adams. Good luck. Cool.
Yeah, he was very cool. But so Richardson sees the privateer running away from the English vessel and shouts from his little boat, "Follow me! Follow me up this way to find an escape route." Because he knew the coastline pretty well. He was actually able to successfully navigate the privateer vessel to a cove where they could wait things out and hide away from the British. By the way, Samuel Tucker, during that time, he stole a big old cargo supply of tea. Like, just
with patriots and tea?
What's up with the British and tea? And like, we gotta get that tea back! Go get that tea! I mean, it was an expensive commodity, no doubt. If you lose a whole ship of it,
oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, that's why the Boston Tea Party happened, was because they were like, fuck your commodity.
Fuck your tea. Putting this Earl Grey in the harbor.
Well, yeah, then everybody could... Ooh, salty Earl Grey. Good. Get Salty Jim on that one.
Probably added some flavor to the fish that you would fish out of there after, you know, day after, maybe. You'd be like, wow, this has lemongrass in it. This is wild. But, just a big old shipment of tea. But that was, I think, that had to have been William Richardson's, like, defining proud moment as a fisherman from Goose River Village. Not probably a whole lot going on, but... Man, but he was a patriot through and through, no doubt about that. So we get to September 3rd, 1783, the end of the Revolutionary War. And Goose River Island goes apeshit. They throw a big old fucking party.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The tavern is totally filled up. Everybody's drinking. It's bumping. Even the children. They're doing keg stands. They got the grog. They're doing keg stands. Dance. Oh, no. Not the grog. Something lighter. Some spruce beer.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. But
alcoholic birch beer?
Alcoholic birch beer. So they're going nuts, though. Big old party. You know, like, they've been getting raided. They've been dealing with all kinds of shit. So this is a nice time to let loose. Mm-hmm. William Richardson's part, of course he's part of the festivities. He's like, you know I'm going to be there.
Hell yeah. So, sign me up. RSVP. Yeah. BYOB.
And William was so into wanting to make sure that everybody was having a good time. He was taking pitchers of beer and just going around the whole fucking village. He was knocking on doors and he said, "You want a beer, dude? Like, it is time to party." Like,
you can't make it? You're bedridden? Here you go, buddy.
Delivery. Aww. Here's your drizzly order.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like DoorDash before DoorDash.
Exactly. But
what a cool guy.
He's so cool, right? Like, yeah, he was just wanting everybody to have a good time. I have a bad feeling
about what's going to happen.
He was having a good time. So he's going literally across the entire village, just handing out beers to everybody that would take them. and just being a really cool guy.
I want that guy for mayor.
Right? He should be mayor. Well, he could have been mayor. But then some real assholes. He came across some real assholes, and yeah, this is where it gets bad. So there's actually kind of some discrepancy. One little bit of story I read said he was just way too drunk and fell off the bridge and died. But more sources that I encountered said that he went up to three British sympathizers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like that there were some British dudes hanging out with them. Oh, why?
Yeah, he went up to some Tories, you know, and was trying to like say, hey man, you want a beer? And what did they end up doing? One of them hit him with the butt of his rifle, left him dead in the street. They had their horses walk on him, and he was just left dead in the middle of the bridge. It was insanely sad. Super unfair.
Okay, so those two ways of death are completely different.
Totally different.
Yeah. One is saying he fell off the bridge, and the other one is saying that he's dead on the bridge.
I think he was dead on the bridge, because from what I was reading about the original bridge, the fall from the stone part of the bridge to the river wouldn't have been that far, but he could have, like, landed on his head.
His head and or, like, yeah, or how deep would the water... I don't know if you found out how deep the water is.
I mean, I saw the river itself. I mean, it's, like, you know, basic river that you'd need to cross. It's kind of wide. It is deep, but, like, well, it can be deep.
That's
but...
what I was wondering is, like, would he have been able... Like, if he's drunk, would he have been able... But, anyway, like, I'm just saying, the body would have been found in two different spots is my the discrepancy there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Those are two different locations.
Two different locations, but I'm more inclined to believe that he got smashed in the head by a rifle.
Fuck those guys.
Makes a better
story. Sore fucking losers.
Seriously. Super sore fucking losers.
He was just offering you a goddamn free-ass beer.
Exactly.
And you fucking murdered his ass? Bitch-ass how?
Yeah, seriously. And I mean, come on, man. It's like, the war is over. Ball had, like, a lot going on. No matter who you were supporting at the time, just chill out. This is America, all right?
Yeah. Boo-hoo. The poor British. They still have their own whole country. go there, I guess.
We cannot exploit you for resources.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. Unfortunately, this is the end of our dear William Richardson. What a crappy way to go. Poor guy.
Did he have any family or anything? Or
I don't think he had any family.
He's like a bachelor around town.
Yeah.
That's sort of the vibe I get.
He's the fish man.
Fish man, bachelor around town, general awesome ass dude. Like,
awesome dude. Yeah, for serious. No, this guy sounded so cool. Yeah, he probably stunk a fish, but he sounded like a pretty chill guy. You know?
Yeah.
You want him on your back.
That really sucks.
It does suck. But... he might not have left.
Still handing out beers.
He's still handing out beers. And yeah, so the original bridge is no longer there. They have a steel bridge now. And of course, after some time, Goose River is now Rockport. They changed their name officially back in like 1786, maybe?
So that's still before Maine.
Well, hold on a second. Oh, never mind.
Okay.
1852.
Okay.
Was when they changed the name.
Okay, so yeah, so this is Maine now.
Yeah, this is Maine now, for sure. But yeah, so now they're Rockport, Maine at that time. But, so today in Rockport, it's a cute little bridge, you know, near some sort of like... kind of along some touristy areas, and looks like people actually live near this bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But people have reported seeing a shadowy figure hanging out on the bridge, and when they try to approach him, he just disappears. Just ghosts away.
Ooh.
Other sources have said that they've seen a man supposedly staggering on the bridge. Just like walking and staggering about. And other reports say that they've actually been offered a beverage by the ghost itself.
Hell yeah.
So one funny story, though, talks about there's this little local thing under the bridge. So right now the bridge sits over like a park area, or sits near a park. By the way, that park is like closed at night. Some people say it's to so we don't get a look at that ghost. I think it's just so we don't have fucking people walking around a park at night. Yeah.
Look, you believe what you want to believe, non-believer, but like...
If there was a ghost... Skeptic. If there was a party ghost, why would they keep the public away from the party ghost?
Because he's too powerful.
He's too powerful. He parties too hard. But Mr. So party ghost, he's actually known as the Pitcher Man.
The Pitcher Man.
Yeah, he is the Pitcher Man.
That actually... That's a great way to go down.
Really? It's so cool.
The Pitcher Man.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a cool ghost. But back to this one story of, like, somebody being offered a beer.
Yes.
So, the story goes, there's this little kind of dirt parking lot that's kind of under the bridge. It's sort of raised up, man-made.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
a little bit under the bridge. So, you've got it going over to the main street, and then there's this dirt parking lot that's kind of near the park or something.
Mm-hmm.
That spot, colloquially known among the teens as Passion Pit. So kids.
That's will... also funny because yeah. are you familiar with 90210?
No.
They go to a bar called Passion Pit.
Oh, really?
And then also there is a musician named Passion Pit.
I was thinking of the musician.
Yeah, the musician is named after the bar in 90210 or club in 90210.
Yeah. Okay, that's sick.
So yeah, I like it.
It's a jiving name. You know exactly what you're getting when you go to the Passion.
Instead of neck point or something. Yeah. Necking point.
What make out reef. So yeah, the Passion Pit. Yeah, kids go there, they make out, whatever. So this one boy tells a story of how he was getting some over in the Passion Pit. And he's finished up and hears a knock at the window.
No.
He rolls down his window and sees a man dressed in colonial garb. And he says, "Would you like a beer?"
Okay.
And he screams and runs away.
I kind of like that. He's like, "Awesome, kids having fun."
He's like looking in. And there are other like sort of little sightings that say like, oh yeah, someone was like peering into the car. Oh. And it's just like, and it's just him just hanging out.
I just really like the idea of him being like, do you want a beer?
Do you look parched, man?
Yeah.
Need to cool yourself down. I would love to be offered a beer by the pitcher.
Being
man.
A teenager, getting offered, you're running away from a guy offering you beer. Maybe that's the right thing to do.
You know what? Thinking about it, when you say it out loud like that, yeah, that sounds like a good bet. Don't hang out with the man with an open pitcher of beer that's cosplaying in the parking lot.
At night.
At night. It's like, weird selection, man. But yeah, you can go ahead and walk on the bridge, check it out, and maybe we'll go sometime and see, you know. I think the guy just wants to party. I think we bring our own pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
Wave around our, like, American...
We'll go...
The period-accurate American flag.
yeah, we'll just go sit in Passion Pit and...
Bother teens.
Yeah. We'll be the ones peering.
Would you like a beer?
You want a beer?
But that's my story. That's the story of the Pitcher Man.
I love the Pitcher Man. And I'm also thinking, because I think we might be going up to Rockland for Christmas. So I'm just like, just
stop by
dance over to Rockport.
Stop by in Rockport. Go to the Goose River Bridge. See if you can find yourself a Pitcher Man. Get a nice...
Merry Christmas, it's the Pitcher Man!
Get a cold spruce beer while you're there. You
yeah.
know?
I do not like beer.
Ah, shame.
Yeah. If he offered me like... root beer or birch beer, I'd be...
He's going to be like, lady, this is what I died with. You're getting beer.
This is what you get.
It's like, what is it? Do I look like a bartender? Is it some genie that can just apparate a Long Island iced tea for you?
Oh, thank you so much. That was so wonderful.
I know, and it's a nice change of pace. It super sucks for William Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And sucks the way he got dirtied. You know, on one of probably the happiest days of his life, I'm sure.
He's like, final. Oh, since they lost their fishermen, did everyone else die?
Everyone died. about 3 days later, everyone just keeled over and died. They forgot how to drink water. They didn't know how to fend for themselves. Nobody yeah, that's else also knew how me to use a hook.
That's also me assuming that literally everyone else
doesn't do shit.
All they do is eat food. Yeah, I mean, right? Eat fish. All they do is eat food. All they do is eat fish.
That's all they
There's
do.
There's nothing else. There's no bread. There's no hardtack. There's gruel.
No gruel.
Just fish.
No bean suppers for these fine folks.
No beans.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, only on Sunday, and that's why they died. They were on Monday.
It was Monday.
It was like, shit, we got a whole week until we could crack open those beans. I'm a stickler for the rules.
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah, it sucks. But also, this is a fun story.
I feel like there's no such thing as a fun murder, but this is definitely more fun than the murder of the ghosts in... Wood Island Lighthouse.
I just think he's got a nice legacy going on here.
Yeah.
Also, this gives me ideas of, like, ghost rules, you know? So supposedly this guy's just drunk for eternity because he was drunk when he died. So,
oh, you mean, whatever, like, that's exactly how Daddy Bill Pullman was in Casper.
That's how he was. He was drunk. So this is just the continuation of ghost rules. Like, so, if ghosts exist, which they don't, so...
I'm gonna punch you. Lovingly, but punch.
Yes. So, if ghosts exist, this imply, and people are saying they see this ghost drunk and staggering around, that does imply that a person dies in a certain way. They're gonna just stay that way.
That sucks. I'm just thinking about all the bad ways that he might
be a good drunk, you know, like a nice, he's not too crazy.
No, I'm saying like all the various ways that people die.
Yeah.
But then the funny one that I'm thinking of is, so when I was in high school, my Latin teacher would put up a fun fact every day. Mm. And one day it was, don't know if you know this, Genghis Khan died while having sex. So,
it makes sense.
If you run into the ghost of Genghis Khan, he's just perpetually, like,
he's in
edging.
An orgasm.
He's perpetually edging.
Jesus Christ. That makes sense. And it makes sense that he would die during sex, because from what I've heard, that's been, like, 20% of his life.
Yes.
It's generous of me also to call it sex.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. When you're right, you're right.
You're right.
But yeah, just thinking about all the ways that people die and if they get stuck. Question. Are they stuck like the ghost rules?
Uh-huh.
So if we're going by this, they now live on as they died.
Yeah.
Does that mean like... you're just perpetually feeling whatever you felt at the moment of your death because...
Ooh.
Ah!
Ow, smashed with the rifle. That would super suck. That also spiked really bad. But anyway. Well, that's kind of how they go in Beetlejuice, right? I don't know if they have pain, but everybody looks like they got fucked up the way that they died. Like, people have their heads cut off or, like, they're in half.
Sawed in half or yeah.
No one looks like they're in pain, though. Which, you know, Beetlejuice obviously is, like, a good source of information.
They should.
We're trying to speculate on this.
On ghosts, yes. And then, I mean, there's so many ghost movies that have so many different ghost rules, because the other ones that I think of is, like, The Others with Nicole Kidman. Where they are just, like... Spoiler alert for a really old movie. Turns out that they're actually the ghosts. And the people that they think are the ghosts are actually the people that are living in the house now.
Ooh. Ooh.
So they're perpetually living the sort of time before she murdered herself. She killed herself and murdered her children.
Gotcha.
The people who live there are experiencing ghostly activity, but we see like the whole movie through the ghost perspective. Fun fact, the ghost perspective. So, you know, and I mean, there is some people who believe that, so I don't know. Are there really rules to being a ghost? Or, you know, when he decided, like, when he was like, yeah, I'm not ready to move on, but I'm gonna stay happy.
There you go.
I don't want to mess people up.
This party's never ending.
Exactly. Keep it going forever.
Party ghost, too powerful for this realm.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he holds some secret, some key.
Well, I'm glad you liked this story.
I really liked it.
This was a fun one.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing next week.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
But we are going to watch the movie for the bonus episode, I think, next week-ish.
Yeah, we're going to have to, because then we have holiday weekend coming up, and I think I'm going to be out, so we got to, like, do pretty much everything next weekend.
Yeah, because Allegra and I celebrate Yule, and so our celebration starts on the 22nd.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, we're the 22nd to the 25th, and then because that's what happens when you're a witch. You get 3 days of holiday. All of our holidays are like 3 to 4 days.
That's pretty solid. You know, that's enough to convert some people. It's like, yeah. You get how many holidays?
That, and also the thing about Yule is all the traditions are pretty much the same because Christmas is literally just a copy paste of Yule.
Yeah, it is.
So yeah, you're not losing anything, just the Jesus part.
Yeah, just the Jesus part. You still decorate a tree, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a really cool tree skirt that we actually got from a local brand here in Maine, but it's like Yule specific. It has like bears and little mice on it and stuff, and I love it.
Aww.
Yeah. But yeah, we're for the... So, what we're going to watch for the bonus episode is...
I'm like on the... I'm still on the fence about it, but we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it.
So, I know this is homegrown horror, but this involves a crime, so we're going to do Home Alone 5, The Holiday Heist. Because it takes place in Maine.
It takes place in Maine, and yeah, we were kind of like at the intersection of like, do we just lean into the Christmas theme, or do we just do a horror movie?
Yeah, and so then my thought is we'll do some really awful, big, scary horror movies for January and February. So yeah. We have two sort of fluffy things. But yeah, because I've always wondered, like, technically this is also true crime, but what count? Because it's homegrown horror, but true crime. Like, because there are so many cases that I want to cover that I don't know if they fit in the horror thing. Like, something I really want to cover is the Zumba sex scandal.
I'd say that, like...
But
there could be something insidious about that.
Oh, there, yes.
In its own right, that you could cover it. But yeah, no. Yeah, so we're doing Home Alone 5, everybody. Look forward to that.
Why does Home Alone 5 take place in Maine? I don't fucking know.
They're running out of places.
But it's specific. They're very specific, and it's like, it's Maine.
It's a painting heist, too. It's not just your run-of-the-mill bank robbery or... just a home invasion situation. A home invasion.
But. I normally hate home invasion movies, but I do like the Home Alone series.
You like all of them? I've only seen the first two.
I've seen the first two. And then I did watch a video on the new one that just came out on Disney Plus,
it's got
Home Sweet Home Alone, and it's fucking weird. It involves collector's dolls.
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
It's got Aisling Bea in it, which I love. I love her, so yeah. I was thinking of watching it.
And then it has the kid from Jojo Rabbit. Jojo Rabbit.
Which one? The main kid?
The main kid, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
But yeah, so do you have a Mainism?
I do have a Mainism. Hey, hey, it's a Mainism. I know it's like way past, we're nowhere close to the season.
Yeah.
We're as far as we can get from the season for it. But I know fiddleheads are a big thing out here.
Yeah.
It's a springtime situation for sure. But, you know, thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about fiddleheads.
And it is something that I've eaten fiddleheads. I do not like them.
You hate fiddleheads.
They're cute. Fiddleheads are very cute.
They are cute.
They are this little boop, 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 like swirl, and they have little feely things.
They're like something I would find like in a picture book about dinosaurs, but it would be like tiny.
Actually, yeah, it does look like that. And I know it's not Maine specific because we looked it up and we found out that it's used in a lot of South Asian cuisine, in Nepal, and then also in Maui cuisine, but it's here in America, it's specifically denoted to the Maliseet, the Mi'kmaq, and the Penobscot tribes, which are here in eastern Canada and Maine.
Yeah!
And, again, they are not good.
You don't like them.
I don't. Allegra's sister made fiddleheads and parsnips, and... One night when we were doing dinner, basically my whole experience, because I have the palate of a 5-year-old, and I'm totally fine with that. I'm getting better at trying new foods, but I'm also a texture person. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother story. But my whole experience growing up and going to Allegra's parents' house is not wanting to eat any of the food that they cook. Because, like I said, I don't really like fish. And they would be like, oh, today we're having salmon with seafood stuffing. Or Allegra's sister would be like, Allegra's sister would be like, here's a chicken. But also, the only sides I made are parsnips and fiddleheads. I'm like, okay, there's no grilled cheese option.
No, unfortunately. No,
they're really bitter and they are very...
I don't think I've had fiddleheads. Maybe Emily's made them once before, but I doubt it. But, you know, something that's easily harvested out here also, right? You can just go out and get them in the spring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that's really... The reason I really kind of... when you were like, these are some options for the mainism, I urged you to do fiddleheads, is because fiddleheads can fuck you up.
Fiddleheads can fuck you up. It's a murder plant also. Yeah.
Yes. So if you eat them raw,
yeah,
it can basically give you food poisoning.
Oh, cool. So what's the specific way? You gotta steam them, you gotta boil them, you gotta mash them, bash them, stick them in a stew.
I'm trying to think of the way. I think we had them roasted.
Okay, roasted fiddleheads.
Yeah, I think that's how. I think most people roast them.
So the key is just nice, heat, you know.
Yeah, cook off. Because I'm not sure what causes people to get sick from eating them. I don't know if it's a part of the plant specifically, and you just have to cook it off. Is it the pollen? Like, I don't really know what it is. But yeah, that's the one thing that I remember when we were eating the fiddleheads. Allegra's sister told me this, and I was like, and you're feeding me this murder plant.
You're gonna kill me.
It's the same with, like, puffer fish. It's like, if you don't take the sack out, you're dead.
Yeah, you gotta cut, like, around certain areas.
But they're super cute. There are also a lot of businesses around here that use the name fiddlehead.
And also, it's a very iconic-looking plant.
Absolutely.
You see it on, like, posters, little business cards or whatever. Yeah, there's always little fiddlehead somewhere in Maine.
Yeah, and I know that I think that they're also getting popular in you know, fancy cuisine because they look pretty.
Yeah, they look really cool. Like, you see that on next to your steamed salmon.
And you're like, oh, that's so pretty. Like, it's wow. Like, how?
I said steamed salmon. That sounds disgusting.
Steamed ham.
Steamed hams.
I am not super familiar with The Simpsons, but I have watched...
You know steamed hams.
I have watched the steamed hams
episode. I'd say any episode kind of around that time period is golden.
It's so good. There's also on YouTube, it was really great, where it's one of those projects where they take a couple of seconds and it's different animators.
Oh, that's funny.
It's beautiful. But yeah. There's our mainism.
That's our mainism, folks. Hope you liked it.
I feel like a lot of this episode is us just kind of... This is a very casual episode, and I think that's why I have so much energy.
I think we're pretty chill overall.
It's very conversational, fun, just loosey-goosey today on this rainy day.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got the vibe going on for sure. Next week, it's going to be busy. It's going to be busy for both of us. I think I should sleep here, probably.
I might as well. Yeah, the next couple weeks are going to be very busy, but that's why I think I'm going to try and get some stuff prepared so that way I'm not caught off guard.
For sure. We'll get through it, man, and it's going to be good. What should we leave our listeners
If a ghost with? Offers you beer, fucking take it. if a ghost is offering you beer, you want to party with that guy.
You want to party with that ghost for sure. Yeah, if you know it's a ghost.
Yeah, if you have a doubt that, you know, this may just be a guy in cosplay, you probably are going to do the right thing to just be like, no, thank you.
Avoid the man. Avoid him at all costs. In the middle of the night.
But if you can confirm that it is a ghost,
do it.
Do it up. You have carte blanche to do whatever the fuck you want.
You know, ghost rules also, he just wants to give somebody a drink, probably. Yeah. That's his moving on point.
But he's, then he would, oh yeah, let him
no,
go.
No, he's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go back
Help
go
him
to
out.
the big party upstairs. I assume he might have been a incredible racist or something. Who knows?
I mean, wasn't everybody back then?
Yeah, no, everybody's a racist.
But, yeah, take the beer.
Take the beer. All right, yeah, I think that's a good spot.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, homies. The sources for this episode include PressHerald.com, the Portland Press Herald, of course, GhostVillage.com, Main Ghost Hunters YouTube channel, B98.5, SunrisePoint.com, RockportMaine.gov, and of course, our good friend Wikipedia. Thanks for listening.
You can reach out to us on our Twitter at HGHPod or on our Instagram at HomegrownHorrorPod. We hope to see you again soon.